Well, this time I thought I would take a leaf out of Paul's book and try and not summarise individually what each speaker has said, but instead try and draw out some overarching themes from my perspective of what I've heard over this afternoon's talks. We titled this session Engaging with Information, and I think the starting point for me that was particularly interesting was, and that almost summarises quite a lot of what we heard, is the concept of performativity that Richard shared with us. The idea that when we are working with information, we're not just creating something that is static, we're performing, we're creating something in a public space, and a lot of what we're doing is about relationship. So last night, those of us who watched the movie about Bateson, his constant emphasis is upon information his constant emphasis is upon relationship. And I think in those terms, we can say that the key part about information is the way in which it forms a relationship between people. And so Richard gave us the example of letters, but likewise, I think the sense in which information and the sharing of information is done in a performative way, we see it quite clearly in a lot of what Tony was talking about, and the data, these very complicated data visualizations, or data visualizations of very complicated data. But also, moving on to things like Twitter, and I think it's quite easy to see that what we're doing in Twitter is performing as much as we're sharing a kind of concrete information. Another theme that came out to me quite clearly which is another Bateson idea, I guess, is this phrase that Tony had at the beginning of his talk about making sense of muddle. And the idea that we have a very complicated set of situations in the real world, and what a lot of the way in which we're handling information is about is trying to pull out some sense-making process of that. We saw that in various talks. We saw that with Tony's visualizations. We saw it with the way in which the things that Christiane Voigt was talking about, weak signals, and trying to understand to what extent a signal is genuine information or to what extent it's noise. And so again, there's this sense of muddle and drawing out ideas out of that muddle. We come on to a whole set of people talking about models. In various ways, a lot of the speakers this afternoon have been talking about models and modelling quite explicitly. In the case of Peter Jones, with his talk about Hodge's model and the quadrant, and just now with Ambjörn talking about models of cultural evolution. But we can also see it with John Monk's arrows and the way in which the arrow forms a model of the relationship between the subject and the verb. I was remembering when John was talking of something that Warren McCulloch, who chaired the Macy conferences that formed cybernetics, said. He had this phrase, "Don't bite my finger, look at where it's pointing." And I've mostly said what I wanted to say about weak signals. But actually, related to weak signals, I thought in some of the things that Tyler Horan was saying about Twitter, there's also quite a bit about weak ties as well, and the extent to which social relationships are formed in a strong way or in a weak way. And this one-directional graph that that Tyler was talking about in the relation with Twitter, that to me, again, is a different sort of weakness. And in my notes, in some mysterious way, I've suggested that that's connected with the thing that Peter, this very interesting question that Peter Jones raised of when is information actually information, that he talked about in the context of hallucinations. But why I think that's relevant to weak ties, I've now forgotten. And the last thing that I thought I saw in quite a few of the different talks in different ways was a discussion about intimacy and the way in which how we share information, how we communicate with people, is a process of various kinds of intimacy and various ways in which we display part of ourselves to others on an individual basis or in a kind of public forum. And I guess that takes me full circle back to the idea of information as performance. So, a very interesting set of talks.